It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Coming up on the big table, we're going to talk with Lil Rel Howery, great Chicago stand-up comedian who's now in Hollywood. He's starring on The Carmichael Show. He's also got a stand-up special that's on Comedy Central that has just hit Netflix. That's where I watched it. It was on May. It's like one of the big new attractions for Netflix, Lil Rel. It's a great stand-up routine. Right now, before we get there, we'll take a little bit more time to talk about what just happened in Springfield. Joining us on the line is Representative Ron Sandek. He's a Republican from Downers Grove. Representative Sandek, let's talk about this. This was a surprise to you and your colleagues in Springfield.
Well, yeah, Justin, and good evening. There were a few surprises, none of which were good ones.
So the way I understood it is there were working groups, bipartisan working groups, that were working together to find compromise in a budget for a 2016-2017. Is that right?
Yeah, and I was in one of those groups. So there was, in fact, one of the meetings was supposed to be going on right now.
And so what happened was the Speaker of the House just said, you know what, I've got my own budget. Here it is, everybody. Everybody back to the, let's get everybody back in chambers. We're going to vote on this in an hour.
Right. So this is how, I mean, I don't know his motivation, but at 4:52-ish, a 500-page budget bill was filed, and we waited an hour, which is the rules, and then they went straight to the floor, so there was wasn't any time to really read 500 pages of budget,
right,
you know, a budget bill. And I even asked Representative Barbara Flynn Curry if she had read it, and she danced around that question, and I kind of rhetorically asked if anyone dares admit that after an hour and a half, if they could possibly digest a 500-page budget bill. Of course, resounding, you know, silence. But we were on a path, Justin, towards maybe working towards a cooperative end and an agreed budget bill with some cuts, some revenue, and some reforms. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing this for a few months. Rank and file members, Republicans, Democrats, senators, and House members. And these meetings were productive and they were getting somewhere. And yes, time's running out. We got to have a conclusion to this session by May 31st. But to drop a surprise $40 billion spending plan on us with 2 hours' notice, and by the way, the state is projected to bring in $33 billion in revenue. So it's 7.2, give or take, out of balance. We have 7.6, give or take, in unpaid bills right now. This proposal would double the unpaid bills and deficit. And we're supposed to all of a sudden absorb this and vote on it in 2 hours. It was a complete mockery of democracy and good process, and an abuse by the Democrats in charge of Springfield of their powers. It's just wrong.
Was the Speaker, did you at all have any wind that the Speaker was working on his own proposal, that there would be something like this coming down the pipeline?
And there was a rumor last night dropped in Capitol Facts that he might go it alone. Of course, he didn't verify that, share the paperwork, and we got the paperwork when it was filed.
Right.
About a couple hours ago.
I mean, we'll hear more about this when there's press conferences and all that kind of stuff. When the budget was voted upon, you know, Twitter sort of erupted with this. You know, there were shouts, chairs were being thrown around.
Violence and no demonstrable evidence of unruly behavior, but there was yelling and screaming, and there was shock because we had requested two things. You know, we wanted a full debate. And then one of the Democrats that kind of, you know, always toadied to Madigan made a motion to call the question, which ends abruptly debate. Mm-hmm. That is a matter that requires a roll call vote. But instead of doing that, they went right to the roll call on the budget itself and ran out of there, gaveled out, even though we had asked for a verification of the vote, which I think means, Justin, that, and we're going to file a formal protest, that it's an illegal, illicit vote that will have to be redone, because I think it's for not legally.
Well, I mean, a lot of this is, I mean, from up here in Chicago in the seat that I sit in every night, I mean, this is just political theater. There's no way a budget that's unbalanced in any form is going, even if Senator Cullerton and the Senate passes it, which they probably will, the governor's not going to sign on. Barbara Lynn Curry, I saw this on Twitter as well. She was talking to Paris over at WTTW just about the idea that this is really an insurance policy just in case we don't come to that compromise.
I don't think anyone believes that, last of all, Barbara Flynn Curry. Look, it may be political theater to those who, you know, wield the gavel. And to be sure, Justin, these are the same folks that for the last 12 years have crammed down budgets that have been out of balance. They haven't had a balanced budget when they had one-party rule when Blagojevich or Quinn was governor. And that's why we are where we are. What we have is a mess that's, you know, decades in the making. And, you know, what we thought we were doing over the last couple of weeks was trying to change the trajectory of the state. And we have been, God, I can't tell you how many meetings I have been just in, Justin, mm-hmm. where we are bending over backwards and being collegial, cooperative. We're negotiating every nitpicky point that anyone wants to negotiate, trying to come to a, you know, escape plan, if you will, that makes sense, that turns the state's financial fortunes around. We are in a spiral, you know, a death wall, if you will, mm-hmm. and these guys just did the same old thing today. It makes no sense to try and spend $7 billion you don't have.
Yeah, and I mean, what about the concept of Governor Rauner taking this budget, the budget that is presented to him that is out of balance with $7 billion in missing revenue, and line item vetoing, balancing it,
well,
changing it around?
That's exactly what Madigan and Cullerton want. So think about that for a second. It was $4 billion out of budget in proposed 2016. That's what the legislature is supposed to do. We're supposed to match revenues with spending,
right,
kind of identify our spending plan and our priorities. But to ask one person to line item out a full 20 to 25% of the budget is just a political expediency that they don't want to take responsibility for their actions.
Yeah, it's a hot potato.
And by the way, Justin, yeah, it's a hot potato. They don't want to fund their budget either, because what they want at the end is a partisan budget, theirs, with bipartisan tax increase, because they want us to fund their gig. Well, we have said we need to be at the table, we need to negotiate everything, and that means reforms, too. And that is anathema to them.
Well, we usually wait till the end of the session for fireworks, so it's nice to get it on Wednesday instead
of Friday or Saturday. Few more days.
Yeah, I was going to say, should we expect for the next couple days? I mean, is this going to move fast through the Senate and then get to the governor's desk for veto? I mean, what do you expect?
Oh, yeah. The governor's going to veto this. He already gave kind of a pre-veto warning. I believe he should. If they try and run out of town and say they've done their work, I think he should call us right back.
Yeah.
Because this is just, I mean, it's embarrassing. And it's what I can't figure out is what their game plan is. They're the majority party. Either do what you're going to do or include us and compromise. But you can't have it both ways. So I'm hoping after, you know, the dust settles, because I'm not really in a conciliatory mood with them right now, but I will be tomorrow. I'll be ready to go right back at it, get back to the working groups, negotiate, compromise, and be available for them. But I'm going to expect some good faith in return, because they haven't exhibited it today.
Representative Ron Sandak, Republican from Downers Grove. Get some sleep tonight, and good luck with everything tomorrow. We appreciate you checking in.
Thanks, Justin. Take care.